And now,
the rest of the story. In the recording business, the seasons come at you months in advance. So here we have this famous singer sitting in his Hollywood home in the dead of summer, plowing through stacks of sheet music and demo recordings which have been sent to him by hopeful songwriters, and the musical theme for the singer's summertime consideration is Christmas. Scores of Christmas songs lay before him, most all of which ranged from unacceptable to unsingable. There were, however, three songs which the singer found rather charming. There was one tune entitled "He's a Chubby Little Fellow," referring, of course, to Old Saint Nick. There was a second Santa song, conspicuously called "Santa, Santa, Santa." The third number, which the recording artist especially liked, was called "If It Doesn't Snow on Christmas." So there was no question the singer wanted to record and release all three of these songs in time for the winter holidays, hoping to make a hit of at least one. But this is the rest of the story. There was a problem. The fourth side. Two of the songs would fill out one record, sides A and B, but the third song needed a flip side, and quite frankly, none of the other songs the singer had evaluated was appealing at all. Well, it happens that a young unknown New York songwriter had sent a demo recording to the singer's home, and the singer's wife heard that, and she adored it. In fact, over her husband's rather extreme objections, she convinced him to record that number, to use it as the fourth side, and he did. All four new Christmas songs were to be cut the same day. The recording studio set aside 3 hours for the task. The union was very strict about time limitations, but as the recording session commenced, so did the difficulties, technical problems, arguments with the producer. Before anybody realized what had happened, 2 hours and 50 minutes had passed. The fourth side had not yet been recorded. The arranger began to panic. Now there's less than 10 minutes left in this session. But it's only that one dumb fourth side song anyway, he said. Let's just throw it in and let it go. And that's what they did. I mean, literally, the singer ran to the microphone, music up, one take, no rehearsal, one take, and then the engineer's voice boomed over the studio speaker. That's it, wrap it up, and the recording session went dark. 40 Christmases ago. And since then, the fourth side that only a singer's wife could love has been loved by 4 decades of children large and small. It sold 2.5 million records the first year. It passed the 10 million mark more than 10 years ago. I mean that one record which was done in one take in 1948. The Johnny Marks classic has since been sung by more than 400 artists in virtually every language, including Chinese. It sold well over 100 million copies. That first recording alone is the second biggest seller of all time. It's second only to Bing Crosby's White Christmas. And now we learn that Bing Crosby and other major recording artists had been offered that song first. But the only one who did not turn it down was a lady named Ina. Ina Autry. The wife of Gene Autry. And she made her cowboy star husband record it because she was touched by the story of the ugly duckling in Santa's stable, a lonesome little red-nosed reindeer named Rudolph. And now you know the rest of the story.